Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Alhamdulillah, munshi al-khalqi bin ma'adami, thumma s-salatu ala al-mukhtari fi al-qidami, mawla ya sahbi, wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika, khayri al-khalqi kullihim, amin tada, kuri jiranin bidi salami, ma zaddadam, an jaramin muqlatin bidami, mawla يا صاح وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ام هبات الريح من تلقائك ظلمات او ما ضل برق في الظلماء من ايضان مولاي صاح وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما عينيك إن قلت أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كل
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. الحمد لله. Last week we discussed واستفرغ الدمع من عين قد امتلأت and shed tears from those eyes which have become full. من المحارم والزم حمية الندم. Lama Busayri Rahimullah is saying, if you recall, shed tears from those eyes which have become full. Full of forbidden acts, full of forbidden gazes, full of forbidden actions, which leads to the actual haram. When you see it, it sticks with you. Something which you've seen many years ago, till today it sticks with you. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it such that all is gone to the point that we have no memory left of those particular sins. We should seek, and this you will see in these particular stanzas going forward, it is focusing on tawbah, coming back to the root cause of all our actions. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what is one of the root causes? حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة. Love for this worldly life, رأس كل خطيئة. It is the root cause of all sins. Love of this worldly life. If you see your spending, if you see your earning, if you see your actions, if you see what is the reason for this, it is because the love of this worldly life. Take away that love for this worldly life, you'll see now focus is on Akhirah. There's a particular kitab, if you get it, it will be beneficial for you. It's called The Sadiqeen. The Sadiqeen. If you search on Google, you may find and you may get yourself a PDF. If you're listening live now with me, meaning on this particular day, the 20th of Dhul Hijjah, 1446, and it's a Monday between 10 and 11, so the time now is 10:15. If you're listening now, you can send me a message, 084-786-3132. This is the number, 084-786-3132, The Sadiqeen. What a beautiful book which is compiled of all the seniors, all the pious predecessors, whose objective was the Akhirah. You just have to read a few of those incidents every single day, and this will boost you, this will boost your taqwa, This will boost your life in terms of your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. The one i'tikaf which we set, alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal, there was no programs, absolutely no programs. Maybe now and then one or two, but on the whole, there wasn't all this too much mixing with the people. Yes, you speak when you have to speak. You don't have to remain totally silent. But there wasn't all of this partying and all of this. You had a nice, comfortable space in your cubicle to do ibadat alone. And that's where I drew so much of inspiration from. I read the Quran Sharif and I had this kitab with me, the Sadiqeen. And normally we the type, we just give us one, two books or one, two incidents from that book and then let's go to the next. But this particular book, you just don't want to put it down. Filled with all of these inspirational incidents. And it was written with such a level of ikhlas, you could almost feel that taqwa coming out of this kitab. So it was written by Mulana A.S. Desai Hafidhahullah. And if you must know, it's his principle, which of course he didn't want to make it known or never made it known. In fact, we heard this from other people. That when he was writing down the kitab and the ulama of Chist, and when he wrote this kitab, it was in Medina Munawwara. So one of the muftis said, please, you haven't eaten anything. Why don't you eat? He said, how can I eat when I'm writing about such buzruks? This kitab actually was written by Hazrat Sheikh Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, Ulama-i Chist. Mulana A.S. translated it into English. Imagine one is you are writing about something, but the physical sacrifice because you are writing that particular thing, then you then understand the spiritual effects it has when reading such things. That kind of ikhlas. Not to deceive, not to put people into a deception and twist them off the true straight path, but rather to get them onto that path, these kind of sacrifices. And this by our notable author, Allama Busairi Rahimullah, is worthy of mentioning as well. So you know he was born 608, anything from 605, 606, 607, 608, these years have all been recorded. Passed away also in the years 697 around there. So let's take 608 to 697. And if you rewind the clock back, you are looking at, if you're taking the birth and you're taking the death, both into consideration, you are looking at the years between 750 years and 840 years back. Didn't want his name to come out or this poem to actually come out. But it came out. It came out. Due to his sincereness and ikhlas. You recall the incident. We did it in the beginning. Someone had a dream. He was suffering. He was paraplegic at that particular time. And in that particular state, he didn't go into a state of despair. But the Quran Sharif tells you, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. At that state, in that particular, you can lose your courage, your state, and your taqwa. But at that particular time, if you just direct it and say, Ya Allah, in this weak state, I'm going to turn to you because you are the only one that I know that can rescue me from this particular condition. Then you'll see your relationship with Allah Azawajal grows, and that particular sickness becomes a purifier for you. So he reads these couplets, falls asleep. He has a dream of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts his hand on him, and all of a sudden he wakes up and he sees a shawl, and that was part of the dream. Someone else finds out in a dream as well. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs him, go and get this particular poem from Allama Busayri rahimullah, which he does. And when he comes to Allama Busayri rahimullah, he says, but this poem, I need it. Allama Busayri rahimullah says, but what are you speaking about? This poem, I didn't expose it to anybody. I said it to myself, and I was alone. The person said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed me in a dream to come and get this poem from you. So we say these poems, and where you see in the beginning it says, read so many thousand times and all of this. This is not hadith. Understand well, get this well, that this is not a hadith. But from these words, we learn so many verses of the Quran Sharif. We are learning so many a hadith. It's mind-blowing. Let's take this word. For example, we did this stanza. وَاسْتَفْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ مِنْ عَيْنٍ قَدِمْ تَلَأَتْ. And shed tears from those eyes which have become full, min al maharimi, of forbidden acts, of forbidden sights. So this word qadim tala'at, let's look at it. Imtala'a, so you look at al mil'u. In the hadith it comes, this is the hadith which is of Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأَيْ يَمْتَلِئَ جَوْفُ أَحَدِكُمْ قَيْحًا خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَيْ يَمْتَلِئَ الشِّعْرَ. It is better for a man to fill his body with pus. لَأَيْ يَمْتَلِئَ جَوْفُ أَحَدِكُمْ قَيْحًا خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَيْ يَمْتَلِئَ شِعْرًا. It is better for a person to fill his body with pus. If you listen to the rest of the hadith, you will say, hey, let me put off this murka, sahaba. We're listening to poetry here. And look what the warning is. It's on poetry. Hadith of Bukhari, hadith 6154. It is better for a man to fill his body with pus than to fill it with poetry. But this refers to those poetry which takes you, drifts you from the pathway. You're just doing it because passing time, taking words, playing with it, and the rest. There's no real meaning in that poetry. These kind of poems, what does it do to you? It gets you, it activates you, it mobilizes your brains to say that, look at the hadith we're learning from here. Look at the verses of the Quran Sharif. We just learned this hadith now. That it is better for a man to fill his body with pus than to fill it with poetry. So you see the verses of the Quran Sharif as well. Wasting time, passing time. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't want you to do. Don't kill time as you are busy in the kitchen now, as you are busy with whatever you're doing. Make it a point to remember Allah. This is the objective of our lives. To remember Allah. Remembrance comes in different forms. One is in seclusion, in solitude. One is in your business, where you are doing correct dealings and you are not selling haram. And together with selling halal, Because some people think, okay, I'm selling halal, but I can do it in a haram transaction. No. Everything from A to Z must be done accordingly, according to the Sharia. Truthfulness. So, وَاسْتَفْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ مِنْ عَيْنٍ قَدِمْتَ لَعَتْ مِنَ الْمَحَارِمِ. من المحارم, this word, حَرَمَ يَحْرِمُ, can come from there, طَرَبَ يَضْرِبُ. It can also come from كَرُمَ يَكْرُمُ, for those who know Arabic. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, and this hadith is in Muslim, see how we're learning hadith here. Because from the word, مِنَ الْمَحَارِمِ, Maharim means the forbidden acts. Forbidden acts. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man hurima rifqa, hurima al-khayr. Whoever is deprived of softness is actually deprived of goodness. Whoever is deprived of softness is deprived of goodness. So that is why bring in this particular, this thought and this way of life. First, the thought has to come in. Then afterwards, what comes in next? Then comes in the plan of action. How do I bring this into my life? How do I become soft? Becoming soft does not mean that you totally now just lose yourself and you don't have any ghayra left. That's not the meaning of this, yeah. Becoming soft means the place and the time. If a person's soft on the battlefield, then what's going to happen to him? That's not beneficial for him. That's not the place to be soft. The place and the time. There's a place and time for everything. So that's what we need to know. On the battlefield, there, that anger must be directed not to yourself, but this anger must be directed towards the reason. And the reason must be for the pleasure of Allah. That these people are causing so much of havoc. And they are not allowing our Muslimin to practice Islam. Take in Gaza. Take in different. It is to cripple the Islam in these countries. To the point that there must be no sign of Islam left. And if you see, go study history. And see, was there ever a movement of this nature where everyone, every leader comes onto a particular pathway and page? They have been placed there. And you know, Trump is there sitting, some giving him jets, palaces of the sky, they call it. Some are giving him dollars, billions, trillions from all the money that is coming in now as well. The money that is coming in from the Hujjaj. So those who need to perform a Farad Hajj, of course you have to. There's no question about that. But performing and making these people richer and richer and richer and richer and richer. And what happens? It goes to Trump. Trump goes then, prints more money. And what happens next? He goes to all of these military warehouses, drone warehouses, tank warehouses, and purchases more, manufactures and purchases, and sends it via ship for a stopover in Morocco at the port. Morocco, who signed the Abrahamic Accord, and then from there straight into the rogue regime, Israel. So see how things are playing out. Everyone coming together to assist Shaitan, and a handful striving for the truth. So do not tell us about majority. Do not tell us that unity must be on all of this. Because unity, even if you are one person and it is on the truth, on the haq, then that is perfect. So whoever is deprived of softness, then he is in fact deprived of goodness. But we are speaking of knowing when to have softness. Otherwise, Trump will come and sweep you over with all his sweet speech, saying, this man is like this Syrian president, what a great man. You will become attracted to the words that they speak. And this is exactly what Allah Azza wa Jal warns this particular ummah of. When you go and you study the Quran Sharif, what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? In verse 112, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this particular verse, in fact it's in Suratul An'am, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions verse 112, as we said to you, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ. And similarly, like this, we have made enemies for every prophet, the Satans of mankind and the Satans of jinn kind. يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. They inspire one another. They reveal, they sit together on round tables, inspiring one another. زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. Ornamented words, beautified speech. غُرُورًا, in order to deceive. Should we become affected by all of this? Allah Azza wa Jal says in the same verse, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ. If Allah Azza wa Jal willed, they would not have done so. Allah Azza wa Jal allowed it to happen, permitted it, doesn't mean that Allah is pleased with them. Allah is instructing, فَذَرْهُمْ, leave them. وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ, what they are doing is not truthful, it is what they forge, but leave them and what they forge. They do not believe in the year after. They believe in satanizing the whole world. You know, they came out with sanitizing, and that also was part of the satanizing plot and ploy of the entire world. To get the whole world onto one page. Now you know, when we were small, they told us New World Order, and they had all these things. New World Order, New World Order. Today you're understanding what is the global New World Order. Everyone must be on the same path. Everyone must be on the same level of thinking. And you must not identify what is sin and what is good for you. You all must be the same, accept all, and do not criticize none. And at the same, in the same line, when you have bad qualities, just term it a sickness. So if you have anger, then just say this is to be a narcissist. He's narcissistic. That's the problem with him. So what do you say? You brand it, label it as this so that you never ever better yourself. It's a sickness. I can't better myself. I'm a narcissist. And I've got this narcissistic ways and sicknesses. So if it's a sickness, then you're not going to look for the spiritual remedy. But once you term it as, yes, as the Quran Sharif terms it, a spiritual sickness, and I have to look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to find out how to cure myself from these sicknesses. And this is done by a Sheikh Kamil, a Sheikh who is complete. This is how it's done. He identifies the problem and he gives you the prescription for that. That is how you treat it. But I've got the sickness and I'm going to a person who is going to only increase that particular sickness, then this is not beneficial for me. So then the doors or the avenues to Tawbah is even closed even before you stood on the Musalla, because I'm a sick case. That's what you're going to say. But going on the Musalla, speaking to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this is where our focus comes back to, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from haram, having that regret, remorse. So where they seek to pamper your bad habits, Islam wants you to break away from these bad habits. Islam wants you to break away from shameful ways. And that is exactly what Allah Azza wa Jal is telling you in Surah Al-A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf, and you are turning to verse number 33. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشِ. Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, say, my sustainer has prohibited only the shameful things. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. That which is apparent, that which is what is apparent from them, that which is hidden, and sin and unjust aggression. The key word, al-fawahish. إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشِ. My sustainer has prohibited the shameful things. So where this is going to lead you to become more shameless, why not take a step back and come back onto deen, so that haya can come back into your life and you will stay away from haram. واستفرغ الدمع من عين قد امتلأت من المحارم. And going forward, what is the way? What is the plan of action? Walzam. Let's look at this world. If you want to look at the world, do I have any plan of action to break away from sin? If you want to say, from Ramadan to Ramadan, how have I improved my life? Have I improved it? Or am I still back on that old ways, which in these particular months and days, I had vowed to Allah Azza wa Jal that I'm not going to go back into that sin. Reflect, do a self-evaluation, and you yourself see that am I going forward? Am I staying away? Or am I going back into it? This is these stanzas, what it refers to. So if you see here, this particular word, walzam, and then you just go and you search in the life of Shaykh al-Hadith, Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, how did he reach such a level to memorize so many ahadith? How did he reach such a level? Was it just overnight? We tend to think that many times, yes, at times it is. It's just a given quality. It's an inborn quality in a particular person. He's got photographic memory. It's a blessing. But sometimes it's an action that leads to another and that leads to another. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu got the direct du'as of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The narration, if you see hadith, it is in Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith 2047. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, innakum, so yeah, it's mentioned. The narrators are discussing. They say, you people say that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu tells many narrations from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you also wonder why the Muhajireen and the Ansar do not narrate from Allah's Messenger as much as Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates. Go and see the hadith, it's there. Hadith 2047, Sahih al-Bukhari, under the chapter Kitab al-Buyu'. إنكم تقولون إن أبا هريرة يكثر الحديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتقولون ما بال المهاجرين والأنصار لا يحدثون عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمثل حديث أبي هريرة. So you people say that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu tells many narrations from Allah's Messenger, and you also wonder why the Muhajireen and the Ansar do not narrate as many, do not narrate from Allah's Messenger as that of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu does. So yeah, the hadith goes on, وَإِنَّ إِخْوَتِي مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ. The people, my emigrant brothers, were busy in the market. يَشْغَلُهُمْ صَفْقٌ بِالْأَسْوَاقِ وَكُنْتُ أَلْزَمُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى مِلْءِ بَطْنِي. The muhajirin, they used to engage, they had business to do this, that, the other. While I used to stick onto Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a manner that I was content with what fills my stomach. I used to hold on to him. You know, you say, what's your resolution? What's your way going forward? This was Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's goal. I'm going to stick firm onto Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever comes my way, I'm going to be happy. Whatever doesn't come, I'm not going to be upset with it. Alzam, walzam, this word we're focusing on, which comes in this particular stanza, is telling us to obligate yourself to something. That's the meaning of walzam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he took this obligation upon himself. وَكُنْتُ أَلْزَمُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى مِلْءِ بَطْنِي, that I will not fill my stomach. I will be content. Whatever comes, going to be happy. I will be content with what fills my stomach. So then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, فَأَشْهَدُ إِذَا غَابُوا وَأَحْفَظُ إِذَا نَسُوا. So I used to be present when they were present, and I used to remember when they used to forget. وَكَانَ يَشْغَلُ إِخْوَتِي مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ عَمَلُ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. And I used to remember, so that we, my Ansari brothers used to be busy with their properties, and I was one of the poor men of Sufa. So I was wa kuntu mra'an miskinam min masakini suffati a'i hina yansawn. I used to remember when they used to forget. Wa qad qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hadithin yuhadithuhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innahu lay yabsuta ahadun thawbahu hatta aqdiya maqalati hadhih thumma yajma'a ilayhi thawbahu illa wa'ama aqul. Whoever spreads his garment till I have finished my present speech and then gathers it to himself will remember whatever I will say. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, fabasattu namiratan alayya. So I spread my colored garment, which I was wearing till then, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta idha qada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maqalatahu jama'tuha ila sadri. So I spread my colored garment, which I was wearing, till Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had finished his saying, and then I gathered it, jama'tuha ila sadri, I gathered it to my chest. فَمَا نَسِيْتُ مِنْ مَقَالَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تِلْكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And then I did not forget any of those narrations. فَمَا نَسِيْتُ مِنْ مَقَالَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تِلْكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. I never forgot any of those narrations. So this, you can see, the focus is, what's your resolution? Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he had an objective in life, and see how he achieved it. What's your objective in life? So Ya Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah, he is helping us and assisting us here too. Your objective of your life must be what? Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Turn to Allah, so repent. Walzam himyatan nadami. Himyatan nadami. Himya comes from the word hama. This means to defend, to protect. And if you see, this resolution is all speaking on these particular levels. Which particular levels? The levels of protecting yourself from sin. Defending also comes in this particular meaning. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha was asked during that whole incident of Ifk. The wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Zainab radiallahu anha, was asked. She said, her response was this: Ya Rasulallah, ahmi sam'i wa basari. I refrain from falsely claiming anything I've heard or seen. Narration, you can check it up in Bukhari. Hadith 4141. Ya Rasulullah, ahmi sam'i wa basari. I refrain from falsely claiming anything I've heard or seen. Now we come and we say, okay, let's put this all together. Contextualizing this particular stanza so we can take benefit from it. An-nadam, what does this speak about? It speaks about regret. Now, if you see Tawbah, these stanzas, this particular stanza is speaking of Tawbah in every sense. If you take this word, wastafrigh, in the beginning, wastafrigh. In Arabic, those who know, you know that the sin and the ta, this is to create talab. In this particular bab, istif'al. So the seen and the ta, what does this create? It creates talab. When it's on this particular scale, for those who don't know, if a word is on this scale, then it will create that level of talab. To seek to do something. So wastafrighi dam'a. This is how you should solve your issues. Through shedding tears. I read a beautiful status. It said, if you cannot solve your issues, then solve it through the tears of tahajjud. If you cannot solve your fears, then solve it through the tears of tahajjud. I'm just polishing it up a bit. So if you cannot solve your fears, then solve it through the tears of tahajjud. وَاسْتَفْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ مِنْ عَيْنٍ قَدِمْ تَلَأَتْ مِنَ الْمَحَارِمِ. So these, Lama Abu Sayri rahimullah is speaking to us and telling us that, see, you've committed a lot of sins. Come back. The doors of Tawbah are open. That's the beauty of Islam. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabina. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those people who constantly are turning to Him in repentance. If you cannot cry, what must you do? Try to force a tear out. Because hadith is telling us, illam tabku fatabako. Narration of, this is the narration of Ibn Majah. Fa illam tabku fatabako. If you cannot cry, then what must you do? At least try to cry. But make that effort make an effort to cry. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then, because sometimes we feel that, okay, my heart has become so hard. This is what the reports you get. I can't shed tears. I can't cry. And some people, when others are crying due to their fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, they tend to make a mockery, a joke of it. So one is you remorseful over the fact that you yourself cannot cry. But when others are crying to Allah Azza wa Jal, you make a mockery of that. Then Allah Azza wa Jal puts down those shutters. And now you are deprived of shedding tears. Such a noble act. So what is Tawbah? Tawbah, we said shedding tears. In the end of this particular stanza, وَالْزَمْ حِمْيَةَ النَّدَمِ is mentioned. So this is actually Tawbah. Nadamat. Depending on your remorse, because Allama Abu Sayyidi rahimullah didn't tell us all the other aspects. So we're going to add it in. And then we'll tell you why he's only included nadamat, remorse. Because you heard it, walzam himyatan nadami nadam, nadamat, remorseful. So what is Tawbah? Tawbah is past, present and future. Past, tears has to be shed. Present, you have to leave, break away from that sin. And future, an intention never to go back to that sin. These are the three avenues. But we said five, so how come you only said three? You may ask. These are the three that you need to put into your life. Immediately, with no hesitation. So right now, I've got so many, I've got a whole book of sins. So make dua. Past. All the past. We want to close those chapters. Present, I cannot engage in those sins now. Future, absolutely never ever am I going to return back to those actions. Okay, that's done. Now there are two left. Huququllah and huququl ibad. Huququl ibad is what? Let's start with huququllah first. This means you'll hear crazy characters. They will say there's no qada salah. There's nothing like that. You don't have to listen to such people. The truth is, salah is such a great ibadah. When you miss it out, can you and the person who missed out salah be the same? Can you who read all your salah and the one who missed out all your salah, can he be the same? Can't be the same. You have some catching up to do. So this is important, this is vital. Huququllah. Fasting. For those women who have menstruation cycles in the month of Ramadan, of course you've got to catch up those fasts. But remember, for Salah, I'm speaking of the Hanafis, for Salah, there is no qada. Allah has made it easy for you there. And then comes the fifth one, which is huququl ibad. Huququl ibad, you stole something from someone. Can you just go carry on life like nothing happened? No, you have to go back, solve it. Some resolution, I'll pay so much, I'll do this, I'll do that, but I did it. Make maaf. If you're ashamed to do it, go and give an envelope with money in it and say this is for you. Maybe they don't know. Now you're going to go and it's just going to cause a whole give an envelope of money and say, this is for you, you have to accept it. It's a shop, I'm putting this money in your till. I like your shop, I'm putting money in this till. Meantime, you know why you're doing it. But you have to give it back. That's the key thing. Huququl ibad. You may think that something is really small. There's no need to give it back. No. Nothing is too small. You have to give it back and you have to return it. There was, in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone was saying, you know, like how we say, mata, mata. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this, he's in the fire because of booty. It wasn't something great. It was just something simple. But it wasn't, he took it and it wasn't supposed to be in his possession. Due to that. So, huququllah, huququl ibad. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith of Ibn Majah as well, an-nadmu tawbah. An-nadmu tawbah. Regret is repentance. Like how you get the hadith, al-hajju arafah. Comes in Tirmidhi. Al-hajju arafah. Hajj is arafah. Similarly like this, what is tawbah? An-nadmu tawbah. Regret is repentance. Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to repent and to weep over our sins. This is the key aspect. Staying away from sins. Like there's a saying, this is not hadith. Al-mi'adatu ra'su kulli da'in. The stomach is the, it is the head of every sickness. Your diet, how you're eating, you control that, you'll be healthy. وَالْحِمْيَةُ رَأْسُ كُلِّ دَوَاءٍ. And staying away is the head of every medication. You want to stay away, you'll be in a better position. But you eat, that which is wrong, that which is sugarish, that you know how it goes, then this is going to be harmful for you. But staying away, prevention in English, what do they say? Prevention is better than cure. This is exactly al-himyatu ra'su kulli da'in, or al-himyatu ra'su kulli dawa'in. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.